So after years of prevarication, the details of Stephen Novan's salary have finally been made public. He earns between £450,000 per presenting this programme, along with his BBC Northern Ireland TV and Radio 5 live shows. Yesterday, the BBC published its annual report, and for the first time, it included the pay of 96 presenters earning more than £150,000 a year. This was imposed as part of the BBC Charter, which came into effect at the start of 2017. The biggest earner was Chris Evans at £2.2 million. Mr. Novan is the only presenter on the list from here and is among the top 10 nationally. The Novan Show made an editorial decision that they didn't want Stephen to be interviewed by someone from the BBC in case there would be accusations of cronyism. They wanted someone independent and impartial to conduct the interview. And so they turned to me. So let's get started. I'm joined by Stephen Nye.
You've always wanted to be me, Jim, haven't you? What's it feel like to be sitting in my seat?
Well, I'm looking forward to the experience, but I'll be asking the question, Stephen, not you. So let's start. As a man who for years has run away and ducked and dived to avoid telling about your salary, today you've nowhere to hide. Are you embarrassed or are you proud of the fact that you take between £400,000 and £450,000 a year from the licence-paying public?
Well, of course, for a start, I haven't run away from anything, because what I've always made clear throughout the years on the radio show is that I would put up no opposition whatsoever to the BBC publishing my salary. I made that clear many years ago and recently, and I always said, as soon as the BBC decides, because it's for them to decide, because they employ me, to make my salary public, that what I would do is I would support that decision and I would make myself available to the public. And that's what I'm doing today. And I would say, look, I will never, ever compliment you ever in my life again. But you're known as a chief inquisitor at Stormont. You were a barrister for many years. So, ask the questions and I'll answer them. But I've run away from no one. Well, so what you should do is keep this fair.
Yes, and no doubt I will. And let's see if, as the champion of transparency, you bring total transparency to this issue. Before we get into that, are you miffed that you're only worth a fifth of Chris Evans?
Not at all. And I don't think what I'm paid is what anybody's worth either. And I think it would be quite arrogant of me to put a value on me. And this is the first part, if you like, of what I would ask people to understand. It's the broadcaster employing you who puts the value on you. You know, I don't put a value in me, and the market puts a value on you, and that's what the BBC is working within. They're working within a market. And I promise I'll be quiet when you tell me to, right? But let me just explain to you what the way it works. The BBC have got all of these negotiators. Some of them have been in the commercial sector and they've come over to work for the BBC. Some of them have been in the BBC and they have all of the information of what the market pays others, of who's maybe looking at you as a broadcaster, and they decide what they're going to pay you. I don't.
Well, let's get all the facts out on the table. What the public has been told is that these earnings are between £400,000 and £450,000 a year. What are the precise earnings?
Well, the BBC are deciding that they're going to pay it in bands.
But and I'm asking what you're deciding about what you're going to tell the public.
Sure.
Are you going to tell the public your precise salary within that band?
I'm not allowed to.
Why are you not allowed to?
Because the BBC are deciding to publish it in bands of 50,000, and I'm an employee of the BBC.
Well, can you show me a contract term that prohibits you from doing that?
The BBC have told me.
Saying there's a contract term that prohibits Stephen Novan from confessing where within the band of 400 and 450 his salary actually lies.
So, Jim, there isn't a contract term. But
then what is there?
My employer, the BBC, telling me that I am not allowed to disclose any information that they feel it's against the interests of the BBC.
Was that not up until this publication? Surely now you're at liberty to add to it.
No, and this will help you with some of your other questions. I will try to tell you as much as I can today because I believe it's in my interest to do so. But my employer dictates what I can and cannot tell you within the parameters of what they allow me to do.
We'll maybe return to that, but is there a breakdown of this 4 to 450,000? Do we know how much comes from Radio Ulster, how much from Radio 5 Live, how much from BBC Northern Ireland for Nolan Live?
No, and so, and again, that's what the BBC's deciding that they will not do. What I will tell you...
But those three components are all separately negotiated, presumably.
Yes, they are.
So correct. You know... How much you get for presenting the morning programme, the Radio Live, the Radio 5 Live and the BBC TV programme.
Yes, well...
But you're not prepared to tell us.
Well, I'm allowed to tell you, but I will...
Well, you say you're not allowed, but surely you're at liberty to give us a breakdown. If the headline figure has been given within the band, surely you are entitled to tell the listening public, who listen to you so faithfully every morning, what you're being paid for the programmes that they're listening to.
Well, look, Jim, you're the barrister. I'm not allowed. And then you say, but surely you're at liberty. You know, well, I'm not allowed. Well, I suggest I'm not. But here's how I'll go further to show the integrity of my position. If the BBC wants to break it down, I will put no opposition to that. And I will support them doing it.
Well, have you asked them if you can provide a breakdown?
Yes.
And when was that?
Yesterday.
And what did they say?
They said no.
I see.
That it's in the interest of the BBC, the BBC's position.
And who told you that?
One of the managers within the BBC.
One of the managers whom you are paid several times over and above what they're paid?
I don't know what their salaries are, but I suspect so, yes.
Well, the Northern Ireland head of programmes, the Northern Ireland controller... is paid a third of what you're paid.
Sure. But why don't we get this bit out of the way and then you can do whatever you like with me. But the bottom line is, if the BBC want to break down my salary, I completely support it. But they're taking a decision as to what they think is in the interest of licence fee payers and their competitive processes and other presenters and inflationary matters that they say will happen.
Stephen,
I'm not saying that they're
You're saying. Hiding behind the BBC. Why are you hiding?
I'm not.
You're hiding behind them. You're saying they won't allow you.
So I've travelled down and got lost on the way to Coleraine to face Jim Allister, and you're suggesting I'm hiding.
You're hiding the information by saying the BBC won't allow me to tell you that.
They but won't. That's a statement of fact.
Let's move on.
But if the BBC want to, I will support that decision.
So what are you saying? Are you a PAYE employee?
Yes.
So you pay tax on these earnings?
Yes. Sorry, just to be precise.
Yes.
I'm PAYE for all of the radio stuff, and I'm freelance for television, but I pay my tax on television.
So for Radio Ulster and for Radio 5 Live, you're a PAYE employee?
Correct.
But for the Nolan Live TV programme, you're not PAYE?
Well... I would need to ask my accountant what my... Because I, you know, I'm not...
Because if that's the situation, Stephen, how is the Nolan Live figure included in the £4,000 to £450,000?
Because what the BBC is doing is it's declaring all of the income that they're paying me that's not through production companies. And I'm sure you'll want to come on to that, okay?
Indeed.
So that's what they're doing. Now, I would need to check with my accountant about the television. Am I officially PAYE status? I don't know, but I'm certainly paying a lot of tax, I can tell you that.
Yes. Well, do you get expenses?
I'm entitled to expenses. I can't remember the last time I claimed expenses.
So when you fly to Manchester, do you pay for that yourself?
No, I do not.
So who pays for that?
The BBC.
When you take hotel accommodation or whatever in Manchester, who pays for that?
The BBC, because my base is Belfast.
Yes. So on top of your salary, you have free flights, free accommodation, free taxis, presumably.
Well, in the same way, Jim, when you travel for business, do you put in expenses?
I don't travel for business.
Don't travel as an MLA for business?
I travel to Stormont. I get a travel allowance, which is taxable. Are your benefits in kind taxed?
I don't know. The accountant looks after that.
Mm-hmm. Are you provided with any other perks?
Am I provided with any other perks? Getting to talk to people like you every day.
And what about medical insurance?
No. Mm-hmm.
Do you ever get a bonus?
Not in many years.
But you have had a bonus?
Many, many years ago.
Many, many years ago, were you a PAYE employee?
No, it changed. So the revenue decided to change the rules, or and told the broadcasters, and a number of years ago it changed.
What's your holiday entitlement?
I work 40-odd weeks a year.
40-odd could be 40, it could be 49. What is it?
It's different between Five Live and BBC Radio Ulster. I don't want to give you a figure and for it to be wrong. You see, the reason why... Let me give you a reason why that's not... why I can't give you a precise figure. The job doesn't work like that. During the RHI story, I was on holiday in Los Angeles and Las Vegas, and I ended up having to present and do all of that.
And some people might have wished you'd stayed on holiday.
They might have done. But I didn't. So it's the type of job where you tend to do more hours than what they pay you for.
But within your contract, you have a holiday entitlement.
I do, and I'm not actually... Look, I'm not going to guess. The truth is, as I sit here, I'm not sure how many weeks it is, but it's certainly 40 odds.
Let's get the context of these earnings.
Yes.
And for the purposes of this, can we work on the median that you're earning 425,000, the halfway point?
It's up to you to guess.
Let's work
I'm
on
not
that
allowed
premise.
To tell you.
Let's work. You're not allowed to tell us, even though you are the champion of transparency. You understand that the Prime Minister earns 150,000 a year?
Yes.
You understand that the head of the BBC, as we've indicated, earns £150,000 a year?
Is it not slightly more?
It might be 153. Yes.
Go on, put it up just for him to annoy him.
You understand that lowly MLAs, maybe not a great comparison, earn £49,500 a year. So in your salary, we could employ another 9 MLAs. No, I withdraw that. That wouldn't be a good idea. But that's the magnitude of your salary.
How much did you earn when you were a barrister?
Whatever was published on the Legal Aid website.
More than the Prime Minister?
I'm sure I did on occasions. But I worked more than an hour and a half in the mornings.
Come on.
An hour and a half in the evenings.
But we're here to talk about you,
Stephen, not about me.
Yes,
so
you
let's
are.
Talk about
well,
you.
Well, hold on one second.
Let's just get it clear.
Are you going to be fair?
I'm trying to be fair as you taught me to be when you interview me.
So do you honestly think I only work an hour and a half a day?
No, I don't. I'm being facetious.
Right.
Now, let's be clear. The median salary for a registered nurse is £23,000 a year.
Yes.
You're earning almost 20 times that. The living wage works out at about £16,000 a year. You're earning 27 times that. The average wage in Northern Ireland is something of the order of £25,000-£26,000 a year. You're earning about 16 times that. Does that embarrass you?
I have no problem saying that what a nurse does is much more valuable in society than what I do. I have no problem saying that what a teacher does is much more valuable than I do. And should they, you know, a nurse, I've seen the work that nurses do, and we all have. And just take them as an example. Should they be paid a lot more? It's very difficult to argue that they shouldn't. I'm working within a market, and it happens to be that I'm lucky enough that the job I'm doing pays the money I get.
Of course, 425,000, if that's what it is, or thereabouts, is not the full cost of Stephen Dolan to the licensed fee payer. Because as a PAYE employee, your employer is paying national insurance. On those figures of £59,000 a year, national insurance contribution for Stephen Dolan. So we have to add that. And then we have to add your pension contribution that the BBC pay for you. The BBC pays, according to their scheme, 16.7% of your salary into a pension pot. That's of the order of £70,000 a year.
Well, look, I need to stick to within the parameters, which is I'm not allowed to give you more information than what the BBC have released. However,
well, the BBC have released their pension contribution scheme.
I'm trying to
it
help
shows
you here.
They pay 16.7% of salaries into a pension pot, and I'm translating that across into your range of salary to indicate your pension pot per year is growing, courtesy of the licence fee payer, of the order of £70,000 a year.
Here's your only problem. You need to do a wee bit more research. You need to do what I need to do when I'm interviewing you. you need to dig down a wee bit. Okay?
Yes. Well, of course, so when you're interviewing me, you have the assistance of a backroom staff.
I do.
Who were prohibited from assisting me in interviewing you. Did you play a part in that, Stephen? Were you part of saying to him, you shall not give him any assistance, you shall not do any research for him?
You want support from the Nolan Show now?
If I'm interviewing you? No, I want you to answer the question. Were you part of the instruction that Jim Allister, when he comes to interview Stephen Nolan, shall have no background assistance, no research assistance, provided by your staff on the Nolan Show?
Well, I want to come back to another matter, by the way, which was much more important. But to answer your question, I witnessed a conversation which the editor of the programme had, a guy called David, who basically said, look, because the production team know so much about me, because I've worked with them for so long, that if they started to brief you, then how much do they brief you? Do they give you absolutely everything? Just say they miss out some of it. Then why didn't they tell you all of it? Should they have had 3 days to brief you? And so David, as the editor of the programme, took the decision, Jim Allister is more than capable of
taking
on.
Jim Allister has to interview you.
So you need an army to take me on, Miss Allister, do you?
Has to interview you cold, with no backup, whereas everyone you interview ever on any of your programmes, you have that army backup of six staff, is it? 4 producers and 2 extra staff?
Go on, just tell me. Do you need...
Oh, I think it's 6.
Do you need help to interview me, Jim?
And I wonder, Stephen, are those 6 even cumulatively together paid anything like what you're paid?
I don't know.
I suggest to you they're not.
Can I come back to the more salient point, because it's important, all right? I can't breach the limitations around what the BBC are publishing at the moment, but I think this is important, and read between the lines. So different presenters in the BBC will have different types of employment contracts, and some of these contracts the BBC will not be paying beyond the statutory minimum for a pension. And to my recollection, I think that can be as low as 1%.
Well, let's deal with you.
Okay.
Are you getting 16.7% of your salary paid into a pension pot?
I don't want to break the precedent.
You don't want to tell us.
Hold on. Let me answer the question.
You don't want to tell us.
Let me answer the question.
Well, please do.
Okay, here's the answer. It's for the BBC to disclose, to decide whether they're going to
hiding
disclose.
Hiding behind the BBC again, Stephen.
But I can
Why are you hiding?
Well, read between these lines, right? I'm trying to help you here. You are barking up the wrong tree.
So is it more than 16.7%? Is it more?
What do you think?
Well, I don't know. You tell us. Are they paying more than 16.7% of your salary into a pension fund?
Well, if I answer that, then it puts the BBC into a position where...
So you're going to hide from answering
that. I'm trying to respect the parameters the employer has given me, even if it would be very useful to me at this moment in time to answer the question to you.
If they are living within their published...
Yes.
A standard.
But they're not publishing individual presenters,
no,
Jim.
But they are publishing a scheme in relation to pension contributions,
yes,
which assumes 16.7% of salary paid into a pension pot and you paying a mere 6%. So if we assume that to be correct, and if we assume they're paying national insurance...
But your presumption would be incorrect
at the statutory level
on all
of
presenters.
Of £59,000 a year. And if we assume that your salary is of the order of 425,000, then when we add all that in, you are in fact costing the BBC licence payer something more like £600,000.
And I can tell you as a statement of fact that is incorrect.
But you're not prepared to tell us the facts.
No, I'm not
so as we can judge
to.
That.
Not allowed to.
Hiding behind the BBC again. But let's ask this.
For the record, I would be delighted, because I'd love to see the look in your face, I would be delighted for the BBC to disclose the pension contributions around me. I would totally support them doing so. And it is for the BBC to decide whether strategically
they feel that's
for the benefit of licence fee payers.
Is this £400,000 to £450,000 the only money you receive from the BBC?
Well, it's the only money that I receive personally. I think I know what you're getting at. So I have an independent production company. I have a production company, a limited company, is in its own right.
Stephen Nolan Broadcasting?
It's actually
Limited.
Third Street Studios Limited.
Third Street Studios. That's another one. You also have Stephen Nolan Broadcasting.
Stephen Nolan Broadcasting Limited, if you're talking about the year we're talking about these figures, has not traded. okay? So Third Street Studios Limited, if you give me a chance, I'll set it out for you if you want me to. So as well as doing the radio show in the morning, as well as doing Five Live at night, as well as presenting the Nolan Live television show, which is an in-house production, I have an ambition to create an independent production company. I sit up late at night and I try to come up with television ideas. I try to come up with ideas for documentaries. That company is in, you know, is in very significant conversations with other broadcasters outside the BBC. That company currently has IP, that's intellectual property, currently has a product that is being distributed around Europe by an independent distributor. So to answer your question and then far as much as you want, I was born on the Ballygamartin Road. I am trying to be an entrepreneur. I am trying to work as hard as I can with all of these ideas.
I don't fault you for any of that.
That's what I'm trying to do.
But I'm trying to get to the bottom of this.
There's the truth. So, yes.
Right.
Yes.
In this company, are you the sole shareholder?
Yes, I believe so.
And therefore entitled to all the profits?
Yes.
And can you tell us what's the contribution of the BBC in the last year or the last 2 years, whatever is convenient, to the profits of that company?
Well, no, because the BBC's commercial negotiations with any company, they haven't released. What you can do is you can go on the company's house and you can look at the income and indeed the Sunday Life did.
The question is this. Apart from the £400,000 to £450,000 a year that you now we know get from the BBC,
correct?
How much other income through your companies do you derive from the BBC and therefore from the licence fee pair?
Right. So it varies year by year. It is based upon me competing against many other companies, both in Northern Ireland and outside Northern Ireland, and it is a torturous process.
Give us a ballpark figure.
It changes and it varies, and it's commercially sensitive information.
Well, is it of the order of £1 million, for example?
No, and it's commercially sensitive information that the BBC is not disclosing how much it gives to any independent production
company. But so as your listeners understand, Stephen,
£400,000 to £450,000
a year is not the whole story in terms of the money that Stephen Nolan, through companies or otherwise, receives from the licence fee pair.
Well,
is that fair?
Well, can I put it my way? And you tell me if it's a fair answer. So the income for the Nolan Ulster show, the Five Live show and Nolan Live has been going on for quite some time, okay? Because everyone knows I've done those shows for a number of years.
Yes.
The independent production company, you know, there are hundreds of independent production companies around the UK, and their income is based on a broadcaster deciding whether they are going to commission an idea. And you're competing against many other independent companies who put their ideas in.
I'm simply asking you, from the source of the BBC, what money is going into those companies?
Well, it would vary year by year, and it's something that the BBC is not disclosing.
But
you're not trying to back me in the BBC.
Well, I'm asking Stephen Nolan, the recipient, the sole shareholder in these companies, to tell us how much licence fee pairs money is going into his companies.
It would be for the BBC to decide whether it wants to disclose.
Stephen Nolan, that's been asked.
But I can't tell you,
BBC
Jim.
Isn't a shareholder.
It's not.
In any of these companies.
No, it's not.
Stephen
the BBC
Nolan
is also
is,
not.
Is the shareholder.
The BBC, might I add, is also not involved at all in some of the commercial enterprises around that company.
How many companies have you, Stephen?
Oh, there are a number of companies.
Yes, how many? What's a number?
Again, I'd need to ask the accountant to get it precise. You know, for example, and this is why I'm stalling to tell you, so let me just tell you the reason rather than the number. I'm trying at the moment to come up with a number of different game show ideas. Aside from that, I'm trying to come up with a number of different documentary ideas. And what the accountant has told me to do is put them into different limited companies. So
you are we talking 3, 4, a dozen?
It would be far less than a dozen. And again, you can easily find
this. Many of those companies have been in receipt of income from the BBC.
I think that's information that the BBC needs to decide.
That's information
it's going to
you're
disclose.
Not prepared to tell your listeners.
It's information I don't feel it's appropriate to tell the listeners because it's for the
is
you're
it
barking
so
up
much
the wrong tree.
That it's embarrassing to tell the listeners.
Not at all.
Well, then why won't you tell us? Why are you hiding again behind the BBC?
Let me tell you. Because the BBC, if I answered that question to you, this is the position it would put the BBC into. There are many other television production companies in Northern Ireland and indeed throughout the UK who the BBC work with. If I was to say that the BBC should be announcing that information, or indeed if I told you, then that would give a green light to every journalist to go to all of the other production companies in Northern Ireland and say, how much money have you got from the BBC?
Do you not think the licence fee payer is entitled to know where their money is going?
It is for the BBC to decide whether the licence fee payer knows that. That's a management decision and it's a way above
but
where
I'm at. But what we do know is
yes.
that Stephen Nolan, as a BBC presenter, receives something of the order of £400,000 to £450,000 a year.
Yes.
We also know he receives a significant but undisclosed income from the BBC through various companies.
No.
Is that fair?
That would not be fair.
Why would that not be fair?
Because an income would suggest that it was some type of regular monthly fee. I think that's how people would
Stephen,
that.
If we take one of your companies, Stephen Nolan Broadcasting Limited.
Yes.
And you recently signed off the accounts of it on the 31st of May. And you're the sole director.
Yes.
And it showed assets of £1,595,000 with £455,000 cash in the bank. BBC money? Did that come from the BBC?
I can't tell you whether it came from the BBC. We've rehearsed this many times. What bit of this?
Won't tell us.
No.
You don't want your listeners to know how much you're really benefiting from the BBC. And yet you're the champion of transparency. You're the presenter and journalist who grills much more lowly paid than people than yourself.
I feel sorry
on all of these matters. But when you come to be asked the questions, how much of this money is coming from the BBC, you hide behind the BBC. You run away, Mr. Nolan. Why are you running away?
Well, when I come to be asked these questions, I pick you. So that tells us.
I'd rather you'd pick to answer.
That tells a story in itself. I picked
you. I'd rather you'd answer.
Well, here's the answer I will give you. To set this out again, in my way that I think people will understand, as well as the presenting work that I do, I have tried to set up a company. Some people set up companies building houses. Some people set up companies inventing things. I have set up a company trying to come up with new ideas for television programs.
Receiving public money. That's
no,
the difference.
That's where you're,
someone who sets up a company to build
wrong.
Houses
Sorry.
Isn't generally receiving public money. You're setting up companies and part of your income flow is coming from the licence fee payer.
Well, it depends who takes the idea.
And you won't tell us how much.
Well, let me tell you this, because I think this gives a more rounded picture. So that company, and obviously when you set up the company, you know that the accounts are public. And I know, given my profile, that the public, it will be reported to the public through newspapers scrutinising it. I can tell you now that that company has dealt with every broadcaster you could think of, okay? In having discussions with them, trying to sell them products, some more successful than others, and it has some products which the BBC have nothing to do with.